Today's words of wisdom, love and care are the duties of human beings, will be presented in Malay and English with subtitles in Arabic, our lessons of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish. Malaysia memang sebuah negara yang indah. Negara ini dikunyai banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal, kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok-pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan, dan cahaya matahari yang keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia adalah dari pencakar langit yang mencuat tinggi dapat dilihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia adalah berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi Hadiah Kedamaian Kerusi untuk Hal Ehwal Keagamaan dan Kemanusiaan, dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Muhammad telah dicalonkan untuk Hadiah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Chinghai telah menerima undangan mereka yang ikhlas dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti perbincangan yang berikut oleh Mahaguru Chinghai bertajuk Kasih Sayang dan Keprihatinan Ialah Kewajipan Manusia pada 25 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
Supreme Master Chinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The Christian believe that the end of the world is coming. Can you comment on this, please?
Yesterday I have answered that. You were not here? Okay. It might be the end of the bad world and the beginning of the golden age. How about that? Yeah? If you're not ready for it, then it doesn't matter if it's end or it begins. It makes no difference if you are always the old self. Well, make yourself new and your old world. And that's what I can predict up to now. My world has ended and I begin a new one. And we can always end the world and make a new one. And don't wait for the world to end. You end it. You become a master, okay? If you're not, then the world will end you. Maybe tomorrow. You might die tomorrow. That's the end of your world. Okay? Anything else? I'm not an astrologer or the prophet make prophecy, but I can predict things in a logical way.
Master, I would like to ask about karma.
Karma?
Yes.
Yeah.
As far as I know, we have been collecting a lot of karmas at the back of our lives, you see. We are trying to clean our karmas. We are trying to wash off our karmas. But each day, our thought and our deeds collect karmas, you see. So how am I to reduce?
First of all, the initiation will help you. The master power will help you to clean all the bad karma in the store that waiting for your future return, okay? And then second of all, the initiation gives you strength to minimize the intake of new karma and to cleanse whatever bad karma you have accumulated in this life also, yeah? Next step, you keep the precepts, you meditate, so you avoid new bad karma and you cleanse with daily meditation whatever bad karma happen in your way, whether you are forced to commit or you do it by weakness. Understand? So you have precepts to limit your intake of bad karma, avoid the bad a new reaction, new bad actions. That means you don't steal, you don't kill, you don't have another husband and wife, etc. like that. And then you meditate every day to cleanse the bad karma, which is the collective bad karma with the people you live with, and also with interaction with each other. Sometimes, unintentionally, you commit new karma. Karma means the result of whatever action you do, okay? That's a Sanskrit word for that. It means you have to reap whatever you do. Understand now? So in that way, you minimize new bad karma, and you cleanse whatever come by meditation, right? Even you eat vegetable, that has bad karma, but very small percentage compared to animal. So then you have to meditate anyhow, to clean that also. Even you walk, you breathe, you wash your hands, everything is killing. The invisible germs you killed by washing, by stepping, by agriculture, by eating vegetable, by spraying insecticide on flowers and agricultural products, etc., on fruits, understand? So we have to meditate, whether you think you are a good person or not. It's not good enough. We kill all the time. But of course, in this world, we cannot avoid it. Therefore, we have to meditate. It's not that we can avoid it. We don't do it intentionally, you understand? That's what counts. Better than we intend to kill, you understand? Or we know that it's killed and we don't try to avoid it. Whatever we can avoid, try to avoid it. Understand? Like we eat vegetarian, we avoid many killing of big lives. And so we cannot avoid walking, breathing, washing hands, or disinfecting our house. That is a basic hygiene that we must follow. Otherwise we harm our body by infection and insects. So we have to live just normally, but above average. Okay?
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity.
meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Yes.
Sometimes I get confused about love and attachment.
Love and attachment.
When you love a person, that becomes attachment grows.
Yeah.
Attachment. And sometimes I understand that attachment results are suffering, you see. So sometimes I feel it's worthless to fall in love. And I'm just a bit confused about that, love and attachment.
Okay. If you fear attachment, then don't love, okay? If you love someone, you have to pay the price. Surely love includes attachment too. Whether we deny it, or we try to cover it, or we say, no, I do not attach to him, I just love him. But it is also a kind of attachment. Huh? Otherwise, why you need to love him? Right? You are attached to one object because you love that object. But people can try to tell you to minimize the attachment, like to give each other more freedom, understand? Not to control each other, but just loving unconditionally and try to adjust with each other. And that is love with minimized attachment, not without attachment, yeah? Yes. Anyhow, there are many kind of love. Even the best kind of love we say in this world is between mother and child. Still that has attachment, who dare to take that child away, or harm that child, or say something bad about her child, even though she knows it is the truth. Yeah? Her child is the best, understand? Better than all the neighbors, even though she knows the truth, it is not that. Understand? It's also attachment. And she cannot live away from her child. Understand? Most can bearably do that. Just about can bear it. but it's not willingly, you understand? Anything has attachment, except when you love God. Then you love without attachment, because there's nothing there to be attached to. You understand? You don't gain what we gain materially, like in this world. You just gain bliss, happiness, contentment. You cannot be attached to something when it's nothing there. Understand? The more you love God, the more relaxed you become and non-attached you become. But still, you can love people, this world, because our heart is large. It becomes the heart of love. We can include anybody, including enemy. Otherwise, it's difficult to love the enemy, no? Mm.
Is it compulsory to be vegetarian from the day you're initiated for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And could you please classify what type of foods are considered as vegetarian and what are not?
Anything contain no meat, no fish, no fowl, no egg. It's considered vegetarian.
What about seafood? Prawns and shellfish?
Oh, they are not vegetable, I'm afraid. Do you call them vegetable? Then it's not. Then it's not vegetarian. You're so cute. You try to test my knowledge of English, huh?
No. No, I'm just ignorant.
No, I'm joking with you. I will not call you ignorant. It's just that people think differently. You know, sometimes people classify differently and limit things differently. Some call eggs vegetarian also, and some call fish vegetarian also, because of some misconception. Or sometimes people tell you that seafood are also vegetarian. So you believe that, without considering whether a prawn which can move and run and a fear of death could be vegetable or not. You understand? Yes. You have to consider and watch. You cannot just take people's words for truth without analyzing. Yeah. That's funny. Many people don't analyze it. That's why when I tell about things that they should know, they think it's strange. It's new. Actually, it is not. Just like shrimp are not vegetable, that everybody knows, but they never consider. Some of them never consider. Yeah.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. at least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
When you speak about meditation, what do you mean with meditation?
What I mean? Well, I will teach you at the time of initiation. Also, if you just want a casual meditation, you can ask one of our fellow practitioners for experience method, okay? And some of our cassette I also mentioned, so please take that home. I have explained clearly in one of the Malaysian lecture, expedient, casual meditation, convenient meditation. So please read that. It is in Immediate Enlightenment second book, I think. One is in there. Let peace begin with us.
Master, you claim that by reciting your name, Master will help to liberate one's lifetime, see? And you told me that in your booklet, you claim that it will give you an instant enlightenment. How do you give the assurance or guarantee of it? Can you prove it to us?
It has been proved all the time. It has been proved all the time by our disciple. Therefore, they wanted to print it out. Not my idea. Okay? I want to share the truth with you. And if you believe it, then you recite. If you do not, I have no need to prove to you. Okay? Because I cannot prove you the abstract things. But the immediate enlightenment I can prove to you at the time of initiation. And about reciting the name of the Master, it has great blessing because the Master blessing will flow to whoever think of that Master. You know, thought is very powerful. We are not physical body. We are psychic energy. We are thoughts. We are energies. We are soul. So when a soul think of another soul, which is very enlightened and very highly developed, the energy will flow to that person. Understand? But that person must be sincere and receptive and truly want it. We are not to force things, however good, on anybody. And about immediate enlightenment, you can get it at the time of initiation. Okay? And should you not believe it, it's okay.
I was told that you proclaimed to be a living God, see?
Did I claim it? Did I say it in the 2 days lecture?
No, but someone told me that...
Then you ask this person why he told you. He must have his reason. I am not responsible for somebody else's claim. When somebody else tells you something, you believe him? Okay. My disciples, they claim me all kind of name. I'll tell you the truth. Yeah? It's not all that big deal to be a Buddha. As soon as your booty is open, you became a Buddha. Yeah? So do not get excited about their calling me this and that name. I am not honored and glorified by that by any mean. I already told you today that I do not care whether I'm a Buddha or a God. I do care only that I do Buddha's teaching, that I do the correct way, the right thing, and I act out the Buddha's teaching, and I act out God's will. Yeah, and I be a good person, straight, honest, pure, and serve mankind in whatever possible way I can. Physically, mentally, thought, deeds, mind, money. I serve them in all means, and that I proved already by my life example. I do not talk to you only, I do it. So that's all I care. You call me Buddha or a fool, it's up to you. Yeah? To be a Buddha is no fun, you know, a lot of work. And now it's midnight, everybody sleep with their husband and wife. I'll go out and enjoy discotheque, movies, and I sit here with you. No charge, no reward, nothing. And with a hoarse voice, what do you think to be a Buddha for? Is it good? Fun? I don't ask anything from you, no money, not even a praise from you, not even belief. For example, you don't even believe in my words or other people's words, that I am even a Buddha. I have no reward even. Yeah? Only bankruptcy. I make a lost business. Okay? All my money goes into the poor, the refugees, the needy disciples, or the non-initiates in underdeveloped country, or the needy. I eat only once or twice a day, very little. I have no glory and no financial benefit, including my own family. So don't worry about being a Buddha or not a Buddha. It's no good job. If you want it, I give it to you. Yeah.
I think, Master, you're doing a heavenly job, not a local job or...
A heavenly job?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, if you think that way.
But what is involved in the response of you as a master giving the blessing to his people?
A blessing?
Yeah. What is involved?
What is involved?
Yes.
In giving blessing to people?
To the people, yes. For instance, you want to give the blessing to the people here tonight. What is involved? What are the conditions?
I have not said that I would give any blessing to you or anybody. Just that when they extremely unhappy and request it, and unless I do something, anything, they would not feel satisfied, then you would call that I would give a blessing. I myself never feel that I give blessing to anybody. And if God consent to give blessing to anybody through you, that will be done. No problem. Because I'm all there for God.
Yeah. Therefore, can we request a blessing from you tonight?
But what do I do?
Anything
what can I do
want?
For you? Why don't you bless yourself with your own God's power? And you get blessing every day and forever. Instead of get only once the blessing from my hand or my feet or my eyes or whatever. It's short-lived and it's borrowed. Yeah? It's better to earn your own money and invest and become millionaire in no time. Yes. The best blessing is your own blessing when you develop yourself morally, purity, intellectually, and then you also have your wisdom and you know that God is within you. You contact that God. You get blessed every day and ask in plenty. You get until you're fed up with blessing. And you give it to someone else. Okay? I cannot bless you if you don't bless yourself. I might just give you some kind of comfort and upliftment for the moment, should you are receptive to that. But the best and longest blessing is initiation, is enlightenment. Okay?
Master?
Yes.
After initiation,
yes.
It's compulsory to meditate 2.5 hours per day.
Try to make
it. You can't make it.
Do any harm come to us?
No, if you earn $100 per day and one day you don't want to earn that much, then you get less money.
So it's all right?
That's it all.
Oh,
don't blame me if you go hungry that day. You can go without money or food also. That's what you want.
Master?
Yes.
I'm speaking on behalf of my friend.
Why don't she speak herself?
She's shy.
No. Have courage. Yeah. Speak what you think. Everyone has the right to speak. Never mind. She's no better than you.
Master, sometimes when I think that things are not happening, why can I just predict and then it happens? What I mean that
before, when you think something?
Before it happens.
Before it happens, you know about it.
I know about it. Okay. Then after that, then the things will happen true. Why is that?
Why? Because you have a kind of intuition, which is a lasting memories or influence from the past life, when you have this kind of power. Yeah? This is something we call, you can see into the future. You know the future, yes.
Can see the future.
Yes, yes.
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
I don't know
why. You don't need to know. If you know it, it's good. Don't need to. If you're full already, you don't need to know why you're full. If you're not hungry, it's good.
Because we just, before we know the answer, we know about it already first, then it happens in truth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not in the dream, not we think
it will happen. I understand.
But
you have a kind of forewarning, a pre knowledge about things. That happened to a number of people. Oh. Yeah, yes, yes.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. It just makes you worry. Unnecessary.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Terima kasih kerana bersama kami untuk episod Kata-Kata Hikmat hari ini. Bersamalah kami lagi esok untuk bahagian terakhir perbincangan Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Kasih Sayang dan Keprihatinan ialah Kewajipan Manusia. Seterusnya ialah Teknologi Zaman Keemasan Sejurus Selepas Berita Yang Wajar Diberi Perhatian. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television. Semoga anda ceria dengan rahmat Tuhan. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound discussion titled Love and Care Are the Duties of Human Beings. Up next is Golden Age Technology, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's blessings and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.